do centuries-old Chinese garments compare to today's technologically advanced athletic wear? Well, both were made for moisture management, with the goal of keeping people cool in hot climates. Sarah Oka, curator of textiles at the Honolulu Museum of Art, has brought together an exhibit to trace the use of fabric from traditional times to the contemporary high-tech textiles we wear today. Sarah, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what inspired you to think about textiles as a way to deal with beating the heat?
One of the main things was last summer was such a brutal summer. It was so hot.
Oh, yes, it was.
And I realized that, people have been dealing with living in humid climates forever. And I realized within the textile community, the textile collection that we have over 6,000 pieces, we had some pretty significant things from, humid climates. And so I was able to actually take that from that same concept and bring it all the way forward to today and realize that it was the athletic wear that was actually addressing a lot of that. Because for athletes, sweat will kill. And so you needed to find a way to cool your body, eliminate the perspiration, and, just be healthy.
So although our daily working clothes may not really reflect some of this ancient knowledge or ancestor mm-hmm. knowledge, it's actually athletic wear that does. But it's not just about the what you're wearing itself. There's a lot that goes into it. The fabric, the weave, the color. How does that all play a role?
Well, it starts at the real tiny fiber first. Certain fibers will actually absorb moisture better than others. But also you need fibers that will be able to evaporate that moisture, because it doesn't help to just have that wet fabric sitting on your body.
So like bamboo might do that.
So there are lots of ways that they created sort of natural air conditioning within your garment. And so by raising it off your skin, you could create this barrier between your body and maybe your outer garment. So that's also a key factor, having loose, billowy clothes that kind of keeps the airflow going.
I think about some of the countries now that have extremely hot climates. And when you look at the clothing that the people wear, it is sort of with that sense of being more gauzy, in some cases almost like layers, but they're a little transparent, that sort of is meant to allow them to exist in this hot climate and not
right.
feel super sweaty.
And the great thing is, each area had to use materials from their own culture. So for instance, from the Philippines, they have this beautiful banana fiber called piña. And that, again, it's very airy, very light. And it's just an amazing textile in itself. One of the other factors that they want to consider are things that kind of stay off your body. So fibers that are a little crisp, like hemp, rami, linen. And that also helps to keep it from kind of just sticking to you. We have one of the more amazing pieces that I just acquired. It's made out of paper string from Japan. And, paper, it was used as another undergarment so that it would be a barrier between your skin and your outer garment. But it's just beautiful.
Now, the color also plays a role as well. Is that right?
Well, color is actually more of a psychological element. If you wear something cool, the blues and greens, I think it just makes you feel a lot cooler than wearing something that's bright and red and yellow. So there's designs that go into it as well, designs that can actually help you feel cooler.
Now, one of the interesting elements is that some of these garments that were really created and used by people, 100, 200 years ago, also incorporated some all-natural antibacterial elements.
Yes, they used, in Japan, they used something called kakishibu. It's a tannin from the persimmon, and that actually has antibacterial properties. And the Japanese used to make this paper mat. It was layers and layers of paper that were laminated together and then coated with this tannin. And supposedly, sitting on that mat in the summer actually helped reduce your body heat. but it also had antibacterial properties. And so, you know, it helped keep the bugs away and it kept some of the germs. But it also acted as kind of a waterproofing agent. And the Chinese used something called the Shaolong Yam, and that they used, they dyed it with the yam, and they also coated it with mud. And so, again, that also helped with having antibacterial properties. One of the other elements that they talk about was that it actually gave it a slight scent as well. And so it, you know, helped with...
hopefully a pleasant scent.
Yes.
It was, one that you might want to smell.
It was nicknamed the Sonorous Cloud Scent. Or,
so it was actually, not only was it helping with antibacterial and also helping to keep sweat from causing someone to feel very hot, but it was also giving a nice fragrance around, sort of all-natural perfume. Now, what are some of the properties of today's garments that really harken back to what people have done hundreds of years ago?
So it's basically you want a fiber that's going to absorb the perspiration, but it's also going to have the ability to evaporate it. And that's what's going to keep you cool and keep your body heat kind of regulated. So it, I think because they're called microfibers, they're actually tinier fibers that they can create now. It can actually evaporate so much quicker than some of the natural fibers.
So when we look at what we're creating today, you mentioned it's mainly in the athletic wear genre.
Well, that was one of the key elements, I think, for a lot of the Olympic athletes to that, so they could actually perform better because they weren't tired from being so hot and sweaty. So I think a lot of that was developed because of that. But of course, you know, people just going on a hike, people just doing, you know, smaller athletic feats could still benefit from that. So it is kind of mainstream.
Well, and I think you're talking about... me doing smaller athletic feats. So I'm with you. I'm going to start looking at some cooling garments. That's why I don't like to go 10 miles. I'm too hot. All right. Well, I want to thank you for sharing the information about this exhibit, which you've curated with us today.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Oka is the curator of the textiles at the Honolulu Museum of Art, formerly the collection manager of the department since 1994. The textile collection comprises over 6,000 textiles and costumes from around the world, with a strong emphasis on Asian textiles. An exhibit, No Sweat, is on now, showing how textiles help beat the heat, and it's on at the Honolulu Museum through mid-September. Learn more at our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.